Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Matthew 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus invited a little child to stand among them. "Truly I tell you," he said, "unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world for the causes of sin! These stumbling blocks must come. But woe to the man through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands and two feet and be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. See that you do not look down on any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go out to search for the one that is lost? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices more over that one sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. If your brother sins against you, go and confront him privately. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, regard him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again I tell you truly that if two of you on the earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather together in my name, there am I with them. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not just seven times, but 77 times. Because of this, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlements, a debtor owing 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since the man was unable to pay, the master ordered that he be sold to pay his debt, along with his wife and children and everything he owned. Then the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Have patience with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' His master had compassion on him, forgave his debt, and released him. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him, saying, 'Pay back what you owe me.' So his fellow servant fell down and begged him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he went and had the man thrown into prison until he could repay his debt. When his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and recounted all of this to their master. Then the master summoned him and said, 'You wicked servant, I forgave all your debt because you begged me. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should repay all that he owed. That is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart." This is God's word. Matthew 18 opened by telling us that the disciples asked Jesus a question. Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? That's their question, and it's from verse 1 in the NIV. There are no dumb questions because only people can be dumb. Questions cannot. But this question came close to being a dumb one. It was so foolish and backward that Christ didn't even try to answer it. Instead, he reframed the issue. As the disciples stood there in a circle waiting for his answer, Christ called a child over and put that child in the middle of the circle. Then he told them, "You won't even get into the kingdom of heaven unless you lower your estimation of yourself spiritually to the level of a child." We saw that in verses 3 and 4. Why was a child a good object lesson for true faith that saves? Well, a child is completely dependent on his or her parents. Our kids need us to provide them with food and shelter. They need us to tell them when to go to bed and when to get up. They need us to teach them or put them where they will be taught about language and math and science, and also about how to tie their own shoes. Although children can be skeptical and argue with us at times, for the most part, they believe that their parents are a trustworthy source of information that is necessary to life. Did Peter believe that he was the greatest disciple? Andrew? John? Judas? What a joke. The only one who could be called great in heaven is God. The rest of us depend completely on him, like children depend on their parents, for everything, starting with the right to enter heaven in the first place. And to advance in the kingdom of heaven, we must maintain a childlike spirit of trust and dependence on God, along with a healthy sense of our own weakness and inadequacy before our perfect Creator. So, the lesson here is this. First of all, if you're not a Christian, you need to come to God in a childlike way, meaning looking to God to completely provide for your salvation and not looking to yourself to partner with God, where you do some and he does some. God does it all. So come to him in faith for salvation. And as Christians, we need to grow in our faith by our complete dependence on God, reading his word and believing it for what it says, and then living it out, just like instructions from a parent, because our Heavenly Father who loves us is teaching us in his word how to live. So, how's your childlike dependence? Are you looking to God for wisdom, for truth, for directions about how to live your life? Are you trusting in him to provide for you like a parent provides for his child? Lean on the Lord like a child leans on his parents. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.